If you've been looking around, researching TESOL courses, you've probably asked yourself at least one of these questions. One, how do I choose the best TESOL course? Or two, which course will give me the best training? Or possibly three, is there anything that really sets one TESOL course apart from the rest? So maybe you've thought about this and you're not actually sure of what exactly you should be looking for in a TESOL course. So what do you need to know? Well, keep listening, because in this episode, I'm going to give you this answer. How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question. Well, the answer actually lies with an ESL teacher named Jay that I worked with quite a number of years ago. Now, Jay was highly qualified, fully trained and experienced in ESL TESOL teaching. He had taught in Japan and he taught in schools there, and he taught for years in Australian ESL ELICOS schools. He knew what to teach, you know, the lessons, listening, speaking, reading, writing, grammar, all of it. He knew all of that and how to do it. He knew how to put together lessons and lesson materials that were exactly meeting the students' needs. He had actually taught children and adults of all levels and all ages. But despite this, every morning before he taught class, he stressed, and I mean stressed. He would spend 1 to 2 hours preparing for each day's lesson. He even sat down and he scripted what he would say and how he would say it. He fought really hard to keep his lessons on track, control the students in the classroom so he knew what they were doing always, where and how. He relied very heavily on the materials he'd prepared, and even to the point where he timed all of the lesson tasks down to within minutes. Now, Jay constantly worried because he thought it would be terrible if he burned through his materials. And this is where you teach everything you've got to teach, but there's lesson time left over before a break, and you might have 10 or 20 minutes with nothing to give your students to do. And how do you deal with this? So he was really constantly worrying about this. But you're probably wondering, well, he was TESOL trained. So why all the stress? Why all this extra preparation and all the timing if he'd been trained to teach ESL classes? And this was because he wasn't taught the key to facilitating ESL learning in the classroom properly. His TESOL training, like all other TESOL courses, was missing a vital focus: the teacher. Now, you see, TESOL courses all focus on, one, the learner, and as they should. I mean, the learner is important. Learner needs, the learner styles, assessing learners, everything is, you know, is surrounding the learner. And the courses always focus on materials, and this is really important. Materials must be age and level appropriate, relevant and appealing. And another focus is TESOL methodology. This is taking into account research in second language learning. Now, there are other focuses as well, and they all come under what most courses have. However, sadly lacking in TESOL courses today is an in-depth focus on you, the teacher. So many teachers like Jay today stress unnecessarily because they've not received the proper training, and they need to know the following things, like the mindset of how they're a conduit in the classroom for learning, like a lightning rod. They're facilitating, inspiring in the classroom, not an entertainer, constantly at risk of burnout and burning through materials, just trying to keep students' attention. So Over the years, I've seen this struggle with so many ESL teachers. I've seen the stress that they go through, and I've seen where they're going wrong. And these teachers are really dedicated, and they're always looking for the answer. But unfortunately, their training has led them to look for it, thinking, oh, if only I found better materials, or if only I found more information about materials, putting together materials, a better understanding of the learner, when the truth actually is that even if you had terrible materials, or even if you had none, you could still do a fantastic job teaching meaningful lessons if you have the right training. And I know this because I've been put in positions where I've had to teach classes and walk in with nothing and just take a class off the bat and done absolutely fine and had wonderful lessons. So knowing what I know and how important it is to have the right training, it has become my passion to ensure that every ESL teacher that I train gets the right training they need so they don't end up like Jay and so many teachers like him suffering. They stress and miss out on enjoying the rewarding opportunity and career that ESL TESOL teaching actually is. So if you would like to know more about how you can receive the proper training and have a rewarding career in ESL teaching and not suffer and stress like Jay, please contact me or one of my staff on my website, tesolau.com. That's TESOLAU.com. And we'll put the link in the description for you. Thanks so much for listening.